school student protest. All 600 sixth formers in my daughter's school refused to go into the assembly hall. This was mid-March. One parent had tested positive with COVID-19, just 1 week before the lockdown. They were told that they were being insubordinate and were breaking school rules. They were threatened with detentions and other sanctions, but they held their ground. Eventually school relented, and the assembly was cancelled. If this is what 600 students did on their own, imagine what the labor movement, with 6 million trade unionists, could have done. Strike action could have shut down schools, public transport, airports and other unionized workplaces. The labor movement could have imposed a shutdown in early March, a few weeks before the government finally moved, and in this way, saved tens of thousands of lives. This would have taken preparedness to break the Tory anti-strike laws. Amnon Cohen, Haringey, London.